Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show weekly podcast presented by Allen Music Shop. Co-hosts Tim Batts and 20-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year Josh Williams will talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview folks in the industry, and give you lighthearted stories and music tips along the way. Now, here's Tim and Josh.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast. We are excited to be here today.
We are.
We are.
We
are. After surviving this weekend, we are excited to be here. We had our second annual Calvert City River Folk Fest brought to you by the Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass, and it was a long weekend.
Yes, it was, but it was a great one.
It was.
Great weekend.
Man, we had some great music. We had some great bands that just came to play, and you just saw lots of great friends, and got to sing with all of them, and it was just a good fun.
You couldn't have asked for a better day.
Yeah,
weather-wise,
it was nice.
It got a little warm there for a little bit, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all. Well, we're going to dedicate this episode to the River Folk Fest because we're just a day or two removed from that when we record this. But while we were there, we had lots of fun. We got to talk to lots of great artists and people who were there to play and had lots of good times. So,
yeah, we did.
Yep,
several good bands.
Yeah, we really did. We had a great time. We had Friday night. We had Bluegrass Review played in as a local band that plays a lot for our organization, and we get to see those guys quite often. And we had like a big open jam session on the stage, and good led
by our fearless jam session leader, exactly. Tony Pritchett.
Tony Pritchett, our secretary on our board. He loves doing those jams, and I asked him to be in charge of that, and he brought the people. I think, good Lord, I think there was at least 20 or 25 people up there jamming.
He does really good with that.
He does. He loves it. He loves being in a jam session, and he looks for everyone he can be a part of. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's a big part of bluegrass music and a big part of bluegrass festivals, and those jams are real popular. And so we thought we'd kick it off with an open jam on the stage. We set up mics, and then there was actually a pretty good crowd there listening to them, and so that was really fun. And then the band played right after that, had a great night. And then Saturday, mm-hmm. we got everything going again, and just had a great day of music. We had four bands there. We had a local group called the River Dust Duo that came, and it's a local couple from Marshall County, right there where you're from. And mm-hmm. She plays the upright bass, and he plays the acoustic guitar. And not true bluegrass, but I wanted a little bit of a variety, you know, for people.
No,
and they play acoustic instruments, but they are really, really talented kids, so...
Well, who's to say that they aren't bluegrass?
That's true. That's true. Exactly. And he loves bluegrass music, and he just, you know, just the way they play, I don't know, I guess they lend themselves more to what the public would classify them as a folky sound. But nonetheless, we loved having them, and they're really talented. So,
yes.
And then after that, we had Fifth Degree.
Fifth Dimension.
Fifth time out. whatever they are. They were actually Fourth Degree Saturday because they were missing Greg. They were missing a degree, so they were just a degree shy. But Greg, the dobro player, is a lineman, and he was helping out with the flood relief in Western North Carolina. So
yes,
he was doing his part, so we'll give him a pass on that for sure. But they did a great job. That's Nick Collier and Jason McKendry and Mason something.
Nolan,
yes. And Timmy Dishman.
And Tim Dishman,
yes,
that's right.
I can never remember Mason's last name. But
well, he's got two first names.
Yeah, that's true. It kind of messes with me. And but plus, he's so tall, by the time he tells me, it gets down to my height, and I forget it. So.
Yeah, well, and also, like, what the way that I remember it is Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah, Nolan was tall.
Yeah, most of the kids around these days have no idea who Nolan Ryan is.
That's true.
He was the man when I was young.
He was.
You know, so.
He was the best fighter in Major League Baseball.
He was good at it. He wasn't scared of it.
I'll never forget that. whoever it was that charged him out that time, and he put him in a headlock and just started wailing on his
head.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, that was a classic.
Yep, that was good stuff.
Yeah. But they put on a great show. We had a great time with them. And then our old buddy Dalton Harper came in from Bunker, Missouri, and the Dalton Harper Band put on a good show for us.
They did.
And had a good time.
They had a lot of good material, I noticed.
They did. They played lots of Josh Williams songs. And
nothing wrong with that.
Even got Josh up there to sing one with
That's
him.
That's right. So. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was fun.
Yeah. And then we had a little group to close out the show that you may have heard of, may not, I'm not sure, but they were called the Grascals.
Yes.
So,
those little Grascals.
That's right. Celebrating 20 years as a band in bluegrass music this year.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And we were so happy to have them back. They were with us last year for our inaugural River Folk Fest there in Calvert City, Kentucky. And we people loved them, and so we had them back.
Back by popular demand.
Exactly. So they love coming because we're only a couple hours from Nashville, and our festival is usually over a little before dark, and it just works out good for their schedule, and we're in close proximity to Nashville, Tennessee. And so
yeah, they all get to go home and sleep in their own beds.
Exactly, exactly. So they can all ride the Sprinter van down and get back and sleep at home. So I know they love that, but anyway, but we had a great time, a great festival, and a big crowd. There's lots of other things going on. I mean, the city puts on a show with bouncy toys for the kids and petting zoos and food vendors. And
did you count how many bouncy houses they had? Bouncy castles,
whatever you call them. There was a bunch.
Yeah, there was. I know of at least six.
Wow.
And maybe more. I don't know. I didn't get a good count on them, but.
Yeah.
Gus was over there most of the time.
Was he?
Yeah. He didn't care much about the show.
Well, we...
He could hear it, so therefore he was fine. He loves to hear music, but he doesn't really want to sit and watch it.
I don't blame him. Well, it was a great festival, and we were just so blessed with the weather, and just a great time.
Yeah.
So.
Special thanks to the city of Calvert City, Kentucky.
That's right.
For allowing us the chance to do that.
Yes, so. The Kentucky Lake Convention and Tourism. They were also a big part, and Josh and I serve on the board together for Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass, and so we put it all together and had some great music for the folks there in Marshall County, Kentucky.
Yep. And a special shout-out to Miss Blair Travis for all the hard work that she's done.
That's right. Yeah, she's a hard worker, and love being a part of that with her. So, well, we held a... set up our little podcasting gear right there off the stage, and we would grab some artists when they come by and get done playing. And so we have several interviews we're going to play for you, and we're going to talk to several people that were there. And so we're going to cut to those now, and I hope you enjoy. You're listening to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. All right. Hey, everybody. Tim Batts with the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast here with you. We are here at the River Folk Fest in Calvert City, Kentucky. And this whole podcast is going to be dedicated to the River Folk Fest. And I have with me now the band that's opening up, kicking things off, River Dust Duo.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good.
I just want to start by saying, and then I'll let you guys tell about yourself, but... So I had the bands booked for the festival, and I heard you guys on social media, and I went, whoa, wait a minute, what's up with this? So I backed up, and I went, wow, that's pretty cool. So I started listening to other videos, and so I was like, man, these guys are really good. And so that's when I reached out to you through Facebook, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, would y'all like to open up the River Folk Fest? And that's how we met. And so since then, I've heard y'all live once, and I was just really impressed. So super excited to have y'all, man.
We're so excited.
Yeah, we're super excited to be here.
Aaron and Savannah, and they make up River Dust Duo from Paducah, right?
Basically, we're more from Benton, I guess. Gotcha. A lot of times we claim Paducah if people don't know where
Benton
is.
Yeah, that's the way I am. I live in Ballard County, 20 minutes west of Paducah, but I just tell people Paducah because they've never heard of the Lowe Center.
Yeah.
So, you know. But you guys are pretty much hometown people right here in the Lakes area.
It was a whole 10-minute drive to get here.
Oh, man. See? How nice is that?
One of those good commutes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys play a lot. So how long have y'all been playing together?
We've been the Riverdose Duo for a little over a year, but we played together for a few months before that, just as Aaron and Savannah.
Right.
And we've even got even deeper history than that. We played together, sang together growing up as little kids at the Kentucky Opry.
Yeah.
A whole lot in Draffinville. And so we kind of, I think.
We knew each other from that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
And we kind of credit our easy harmonies. You know, we kind of blend together easily, I think, because of that. You
right.
know,
we
grew up in the same environment and sang the same songs and all that.
Well, those who don't know, I'm the president of Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass, and we're the ones sponsoring this, the music for here. But we have our Bluegrass Night at the Kentucky Opry every month. And so it's kind of a close place for us too, so has a special place in our hearts as well. So, but man, we're glad y'all collaborated. Y'all play a lot. I mean,
yeah,
we're trying to work as little as possible.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, that's
a
good thing.
Do the fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So like today, for example, you're playing here at noon. You go to Dam Brew House Brewery at like 3 p.m. or 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And play for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then tonight in downtown Paducah at the Cigar Bar at 8 p.m. till like 11 or midnight or whatever.
That's right. Hopefully we hold up. We just got to stay hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah. So do y'all ever sleep?
Well, not much. That's why I needed the coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, as we record this, it's Saturday morning. It's almost noon. You guys will take the stage here in about 15 minutes and get going. So, yeah, we got to get you hydrated and get some coffee in you. So,
yeah.
But I love your style, man. Tell a little bit about what you guys like to sing as far as the different genres or styles of music.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we get bored easy, so we try to do everything, you know.
Yeah.
We always start off with our, you know, our roots, kind of some country or, you know, something country alternative. But then we always kind of go from there into some classic rock or some even hip-hop stuff. And we try to just have a lot of different fun covers for all different types of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we try to do something for everybody, but all of it's for us. So,
right.
You know,
well, I think
it's
that's
a little
what
selfish.
Has to make y'all so popular at some of these places that you play because you cater to everybody. You know, the night I heard y'all a couple weeks ago, I mean, I heard everything from Johnny Cash to Michael Jackson to Prince to, you know, it was like all these different things. And but you put your own acoustic twist on it, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah, just the guitar and the upright.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Exactly. That's what I did fail to mention. They are the Riverdust Duo. And so Savannah plays the upright bass, and Aaron plays the acoustic guitar sing the harmonies together. So now you do have a little special instrument on your shoe.
Yeah, I got a little foot tambourine I use. Yeah. I call it my clown shoe when I'm wearing it walking around because it just sounds funny.
Yeah.
He starts to walk off stage, and I'm, like, going to play a couple songs so we can take a break. And
I forget it's on, and I just
like,
walk off.
Oh.
Ching, ching, ching.
Yeah, it's like walking with tap shoes on.
Yeah, like, make sure you get that clown shoe off.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, you guys, I want y'all to – I got to convert y'all into doing some straight up bluegrass at some point, but
I want to, man. I got to learn. I got to get better at guitar for real. But I am such a big bluegrass fan, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
we love bluegrass.
I wish we could stay all day long and listen
to
everyone today.
I wish you could stay and hear the
but
other band.
Man, I hope people come out because they're going to be missing out if they don't come today. This is awesome. It's such a great turnout, and there's so many great vendors here.
Yeah,
this is so cool.
It is. It's a great place in Memorial Park here in Calvert City.
And y'all got it sounding excellent.
Well,
it sounds
so
good. We haven't sounded this good probably ever.
I don't know about that, I have Bats Music and Media, and then my buddy Toby has Metropolis Music and Media. So we're doing the sound for this, and we just love it, man.
We might have to get some tips from you later.
Absolutely. We'll come happy to run sound for you anytime. So. Well, thank y'all for being a part of our podcast.
Yes.
And man,
our
y'all
first ever
show.
Podcast. So
oh,
thank
really?
You, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot, man.
We feel special.
Well, you got to do Bluegrass now because you're on the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast.
Yeah.
So.
That's right.
That's right. Well, y'all have a great show. I can't wait to hear y'all, man. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Allen Music, located in historic downtown Paducah, Kentucky, is your source for fine guitars and all types of acoustic instruments. At Allen Music, we are experienced and enthusiastic players of everything we offer. Allen Music is family-owned and has been serving musicians since 1976. So stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Allen Music, 215 Kentucky Avenue, downtown Paducah, or check them out online at allenmusicshop.com.
Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky has been a family-operated business for over 50 years. When you call Custom Automotive, you'll talk to an experienced tire and wheel expert. They install wheels and tires on thousands of vehicles every year in addition to their online sales. Stop by and thank them for supporting Bluegrass Music. Custom Automotive, Highway 62, Calvert City, Kentucky, 270-395-7611. Or visit them online at customautoonline.com.
The Lake House Inn at Sled Creek has undergone complete renovation in 2023. Our outdoor space is unlike any other at Kentucky Lake. With two in-ground pools, 18 rooms, and four cabins, we're just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Dam. If you're looking to make memories with your family, this nostalgic inn is for you. Welcome to your lake house, where modern meets rustic and becomes home. Reserve online at lakehouseinn.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. I am Tim Batts along with...
me.
Josh Williams.
That's right.
Is me.
Yes,
well, we are here at the second annual River Folk Fest in Calvert City, Kentucky, and we just got to listen to the great band Fifth Degree.
Fifth Degree.
And we're sitting here with Mason Nolan and Nick Collier. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Good, man. Thanks for having us.
We snagged you before you made it to the big tour bus and headed off to Florida. Nick says, hurry up, I'm going to Florida.
Yeah, I'm leaving right after this, man, heading straight down there. I got 8 hours, so.
Oh, man. So hurry
not
up.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Too
trying
bad.
To dodge the, I think there's a new hurricane coming. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. That's what we need.
I hear there's actually two more coming, so.
Oh, lovely. That's just what we need. Well, thank y'all guys for coming, man. Did y'all have fun?
We did. Yeah, it was a great, great festival, great crowd. And,
yeah.
And all the... amenities there, so
yeah,
we had a big time.
Good turnout, man. Got about 12 bounce houses here. There's a lot of people here.
I thought you might put off heading to Florida and jump on the bouncy house.
I thought about it, man.
I didn't think they was going to be able to get started before they got Tim off of that thing. You know, Tim was up there doing the big slide.
I busted all the air out of one of them. They patched it and we're good. So, yeah. Well, you guys sounded great out there, except there was one song when you got Josh out there. I don't know why y'all did that.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that either.
Yeah, that was a tune that Josh and Tim and all the guys did on the Route 10 album. It was Old Man in the Park that Tim, our bass singer, plays. So we thought, hey, let's just go back. Was it 20 years ago?
At least.
Let's go back 20 years. Let's get Josh on mandolin to take the lead on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 20 years since I played the lead on a mandolin on that one.
Yeah, Josh just sitting here minding his own business and like... hey, come on up here. So
yeah, I was like, but, why?
Yeah, he looked comfy over here. His feet up on the table.
And yeah,
I know.
We disturbed him to come sing and play.
I know. Woke him up, I think.
Yeah, so. You did. That's all right.
So you guys are pretty new, right? Only been playing, what, a year? Not even a year, right?
When did we get? Last spring. So it's been a little over a year.
Yeah.
I actually didn't even know Nick. Knew of him. And some guys... Tim and Greg, and they were talking about starting a little group, and Nick lives in Indianapolis, so it's kind of hard to, everybody's work schedule, everyone has a day job, so it's kind of hard to get everyone together sometimes, but we make it work and play a few shows and have a good time.
That's awesome. Yeah, you are kind of spread out a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
How do you guys get together to practice? That's what I want to know.
Well,
we
practice a lot. The only problem is, you know, we're all in different states, so it's usually on the phone or the FaceTime.
Yeah. When Timmy Dishman and I used to work for Greg Cahill, he would always say that, hey, we rehearsed all the way here, but we were in different cars.
Yeah. That's kind of like a... Nick goes to the beach a lot. He's actually going to the beach right now.
Yeah.
So usually when he comes down to go to the beach, we'll all... get together and rehearse. So.
Well, so we're getting smarter with age, too. So instead of trying to plan a band practice, we try to plan like our kids around some or our wife. So then it's like a good excuse to get together and try to rehearse a little bit.
Smart.
So try to plan like a big family reunion kind of thing that gets us together. So,
hey, Timmy, grab that mic, man.
Oh,
hey, we want to hear how it was playing with Josh Williams for so many years.
Oh, Lord.
Tell me some Josh stories.
Oh, we won't get into all that. Saying goes, what happens on the road stays on the road. So
he says that a lot.
Leave it at that.
I can't get anybody we have on here to tell us any dirt on the air anyway. We get it all off the air. But
praise the Lord. We had a lot of fun together.
I know. Y'all played together a long time.
We played here not too long ago, and Josh made a good point. He said, we've been playing longer together than we haven't.
Oh yeah!
So it's pretty cool.
That's true.
About
well,
25 years we've been.
You live a little closer. You live in Nashville, right? Or close around there?
Yeah.
So you're a little closer to us here. So
yeah,
Yeah. Well, this, what y'all think about this festival? It's pretty
great.
Cool.
It's a great facility.
Yeah, it's our second year to do the music part of it. And so Jackson Purchase, Friends of Bluegrass, did the music last year, and it's our second year. So we're glad to have you guys, man.
Oh, we were happy to be here. We had a great time.
Oh, we appreciate it so much. So what's y'all got any more shows lined up the rest of the year?
No, I think this is the last one. We might... Jason said something about maybe the Kentucky Opera again, but for the rest of the year, I think this might wind us up. So.
Yeah, well, cool. So we're like your debut show.
Yeah.
Right.
In the back, we told him we'd play, I think next year here, we play at 3:30, so next year we'll be here, and we got the 3:30 slot, I guess. So.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Make it a little better.
Yeah.
I think he's making that up.
He must.
I'm just trying to.
But it's working.
I'm trying to plug us in for next year.
I was going to say, I think I scheduled the band, and I didn't know nothing about it. But hey, whatever works, man. You know,
Nick's our booking agent too.
I can tell.
He's obviously a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, I can tell he's good at it. Yeah, so
I was believing it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get ready for the next band. Thank y'all, man. We'll let you get to Florida. Let y'all get home.
Yeah, we'll let you get to Florida, you big jerk. The rest of you guys, we loved having you here.
Yeah, exactly.
So we appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you guys, man. Thank
everybody
y'all.
Everybody, listen, prayers to everybody out on the that has hurricane damage. Prayers and our thoughts
absolutely.
Are with them. So.
Yes, for sure. For
Thanks
sure.
a lot, buddy.
Thank y'all for being a part of the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
For over 50 years, Puckett's Jewelry in Benton, Kentucky has been a trusted choice for fine jewelry that will last a lifetime and help you celebrate life's most precious moments. The new owners, Bart and Hannah Lewis, are excited to continue the Puckett's Jewelry legacy in Marshall County and are proud to support bluegrass music. Puckett's Jewelry on the square in Benton, Kentucky. Visit them online at puckettsjewelry.com.
Discover the hidden gems of Kentucky's Great River Road, winding through Ballard, Carlisle, Hickman, and Fulton counties along the mighty Mississippi River. From breathtaking river views to charming small towns, this scenic byway offers adventure at every turn. Explore rich history, savor local flavors, and enjoy outdoor activities like hiking, fishing, and wildlife watching. Kentucky's Great River Road, where the beauty of the Mississippi meets the heart of small town Kentucky. Come for the journey, stay for the experience. Plan your trip today at KYGRRO.com.
Oh, me. Hey, everybody. Well, I'm here with Mr. Dalton Harper on the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast. He just got done playing his set here at the River Folk Fest, and he's wore out.
Yes.
I mean, you look hot. Are you tired?
Thank you.
Did you just hit on him?
Oh, you are hot, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, y'all did good. I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No problem. You get better every time.
Well, that's the goal.
They did real good on that one song, that Many a Mile. I thought that was a really good song.
That was. That was good. Sound like Josh Williams singing there all four verses.
Yeah. Well, we brought a hobo up off out of the street. He said he knew the song. We were like, all right, then.
He won the contest y'all were having for who gets to sing with Dalton Harper.
Well, I guess so.
Call in on the radio.
I think they lost is what it was.
Whatever.
Oh, shoot. That
oh,
was
man.
Fun.
Well, we've had a blast here at the River Folk Fest. And what do you think about this festival? Pretty cool, huh?
Man, this is a great venue.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, this place is cool. I mean,
it is. Yeah, right. And if I'd have known that, I'd have brought my kids and my wife, and they could have just stayed over there and played all day.
I know. Yeah, this is a great place. I mean, not to mention we're right here at Kentucky Lake and all that's offered here, but then this park is just beautiful. So we're really blessed to have such a great place and so happy to be here. So, but, man, I'm glad to have you here this year.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Glad to be here.
So you got a busy weekend of more playing, don't you?
I do. We're singing at the Kentucky Opry for their Cowboy Church in the morning, and then they're at Dexter Baptist. Oh, sorry. At Dexter Baptist.
Careful, he's going to let go of it.
Yeah, don't let go of it, Timmy. I'll adjust it for myself.
There you go.
Didn't know it was on the end. But yeah, we're going to be at Dexter Baptist in Murray tomorrow night, and we're going to head on home.
Then back to Missouri.
Yes, sir. It's been a busy couple weeks.
It has. You've been all over the place, haven't you?
Yep.
So where can people find your schedule?
Well, I'm really bad at posting stuff on Facebook.
I'm aware.
But I'm getting
Don't
ready
worry
to
about that, man. It's same. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
So.
man, I'm getting ready. What I've been doing is every time that I get on there, and I'll update it a month at a time. I'll just send a whole picture out that's got my whole month's worth of dates on it.
There you go. Yeah.
That's the easiest way for me to do it.
Absolutely.
And you can find me on Dalton Harper Music on Facebook or daltonharper.com.
Gotcha. Well, cool, man. You got a great band. You guys sound awesome. And I know I'm so glad you were here. You need to come fill in for Josh sometime on the podcast.
Hey, say when. I've been telling everybody that's me.
Oh, well, y'all can awesome. Arm wrestle for who's the better looking one. I don't know.
I'll let him have it. I'm too old
since
now.
Since he's younger?
Yeah, I'm too old.
That's cool. Well, thanks for being here, man. Y'all sounded great. And what you think about the Grascals?
Son.
What about that banjo player?
Man, that Kristen's got a right hand like a sledgehammer.
She's good, ain't she?
Yes. And I was just asking Danny. I said, well, when y'all get rid of her, just let me know.
I don't think you can afford her.
That's about right, yeah. Was my banjo player around?
Yeah.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, he's right behind you holding a chair.
All right. It's about to be WWE style in here.
Exactly. That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here with us, man. We really appreciated you being here, and you had a great set, and thank you for asking me up. That's cool of you.
Well, I got to looking at it on the way here, and I'm like, Josh was going to be there. The majority of these songs is Josh Williams songs.
That's all right, man.
Yeah, he walked in, and you're singing Another Town. I said, I told you you were going to sing some Josh Williams.
Right? Yeah, I got him up there for Many a Mile, and I was going to have him up there for Tennessee Blues, but I just went ahead and went by it. He's going to go way back in the archives.
Shoot, yeah, man. Yeah. That is way back.
That's cool, man. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for being here, buddy.
Yes, sir.
We love you like a brother, and keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing good.
Do what?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
You're doing good, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Ohio's award-winning bluegrass event is the Industrial Strength Bluegrass Festival. Tickets are on sale now. This is Joe Mullins inviting you November 7, 8, and 9 to the Roberts Center, Wilmington, Ohio. Don't miss Rhonda Vincent, The Seldom Seen, Larry Sparks, Balsam Range, and more favorites. The details are at industrialstrengthbluegrass.com. The Radio Ramblers are the host at November's biggest event in Ohio. Check it out at industrialstrengthbluegrass.com. Sponsored by Tourism Ohio. See ohio.org.
Hey, everybody, this is Jamie Johnson. You're listening to my good buddy Tim Batts right here on the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
Welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast. I am Tim Batts, along with 20-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year, Jamie Johnson from the...
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I like the way you're thinking.
We're here.
I played it 20 times anyway.
And he was singing bass tonight, too.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. He was proud of that. We're trying to boost that.
You got it.
Oh, man. Well, we are here at the River Folk Fest in Calvert City,
yes,
Kentucky.
Right.
This is our second year, and the Grascals are our only repeat band so far. So we love having y'all, man. Thank y'all for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Y'all have fun?
Every time, yes.
Yeah.
Great energy from the folks up here.
Dude, they love you guys, man.
Yeah.
They really do.
Oh,
they love you, and it's awesome. I love it because there hasn't been a lot of bluegrass in this area for quite some time.
Yeah.
And for it to be this, that happened to be what brings it back to the area. I'm just super excited.
A crowd can make or break a show.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If they're not into you, it's you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you just got
Harley Allen, you say, small hands, small show.
Exactly. And sometimes you have a shirtless redneck hollering out
Rocky Top.
That was so funny when you started singing that. He ran around the back of the building.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was gone.
No, he got on that bicycle.
Did you hear what he said, though, whenever you guys wasn't doing the song? And he said, if you don't do it, I won't buy your CD.
I did not hear.
Well, he bought one, too. He come right. He was true to his word.
He was the first one in line.
That's awesome.
I think it's important for the people to know that we are talking to the very famous Jamie Johnson here, and also we're talking to Smitty. A lot of people don't get the chance to talk to Smitty, man. I mean, everybody wants to talk to Smitty, but he's just one of those guys. You got to go catch him, you know.
And you also need to point out, but it's Jamie Grascal Johnson, not the Jamie, because literally everywhere I go, it lets people's wind out when they find out I don't have a big beard in color.
Have you ever thought about growing one? You ought to.
I've thought about it a million times. I can't. I got that Indian and that Native American. I got about 14 hairs that come out, and that's it.
That's why not a lot of this connects. So I understand, but you've got way more of it than I do.
Yep.
Is it 50%?
Yeah, 50%.
Right?
Yeah, wow. Mom's full blooded Chippewa.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Or now it's Ojibwe.
Ojibwe.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
It's the same thing. I really don't know. I grew up in Indiana, so they left me out as part of the important details.
Well, I'll be darned.
Oh, man.
Well, that's cool.
That is cool. Well, I love having y'all part of this festival, and hopefully we can have you back again next year, man.
Oh, we'd love to. Love to.
It's a short drive. It's the perfect scenario.
It's time of day for us. You know, it's not too late. And you guys are just a couple hours away, so.
Get to pick a song with Josh Williams? Heck.
Yeah, sure. Heck yeah, man.
That was so much fun. Thanks for letting me.
It sounded good. It felt better today. Well, beginning was a little, but once we got shaken on there, I think Kristen was ready to go from the second she got up.
She
took off on that thing quickly.
She was ready to go. Yeah. But you know what? I was sitting here thinking, like, why didn't we all come in together? And I was the one that always counted that. If you guys remember, I counted it. And then I was like, oh, that was my fault. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
But it was fun, guys. And I got to see not long ago, I looked on, it's still on if you go to the Opry app.
Oh, yeah.
They still have the performance of when I got to play with you guys on the Opry.
Cool,
not having any idea when you asked me that's what all it was going to entail was going to be, oh, by the way, it's for TV and it's for, you know. For Keith Whitley and
got them big TV books.
That's right.
Yeah. We don't call you for the small gigs.
That's right. That's right, man. Thank
you. It's gonna be big.
We bring in the big guns for the big shows.
Oh, man.
No, and the same way with me. They we try to pick another bluegrass song, and they said no. We'd like for you to do.
I remember them asking
I wonder, do you think of me? And I thought, good Lord. And we didn't want to have you do both the songs. And
no, you
I wanted
sang
to sing
it
one.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
And so I had to learn the whole thing. And, man, was I ever nervous. My mouth was dry. Oh,
I understand.
But we made it. And what an honor that was, because, you know, Keith Whitley has got to be, if he's not top five, top 10 vocalists in country music ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without
a lot
doubt.
Of people's number one. But
yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy that, you know, what is it? What's the word? Posthumously or whatever the word is. But, that, you know, he didn't get to stay around and see the impact that he made, you know?
Oh, he did. He influenced everybody. I mean, everybody that's singing now.
How old was he?
33.
It's incredible. We were just starting the Grascals then. I still feel like I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, what a tragedy, man. Good grief, what he could have done.
I mean, I'm like almost twice his age now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
You think of
incredible.
Him like Hank Williams Sr.?
Yeah.
And Patsy Cline, the things they did so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, even String Bean, he was like 57.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought of String being like 102, you know, when I was a kid. But he's 57 years old.
That's crazy. Yeah, even though, like, I think I'm about every band here covered a Keith Whitley song today, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a common thing these days.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But
well, at least he got to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
He left his mark for sure.
He sure did.
I always found it very interesting how in bluegrass he had such a high voice. And in country music, he had such a low voice.
Yeah, from the Stanley days.
Yes.
Whitley and Skaggs CD.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he would sing really high.
Yeah. That Dream of a Miner's Child is one of my favorites.
Oh,
singing that.
Miner was
and Skaggs, Ricky singing that tenor, my goodness.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Those guys were awesome together.
I mean, nothing like you singing bass today.
No.
Well, no, that's not what we're talking about. Right. We don't want to bring it about me.
And John sings tenor, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Smitty just joined right in there.
I joined right in there.
Write that down. That might make a good song.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Don't you write a song about that, Dewey?
Yeah. I believe I will.
Yeah, there's plenty more where that came from.
Little Jimmy Dickens.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Well, we're going to have you guys when we can have, like, more time and have you have you guys do actually a full a show with us.
Say when. We'd love to,
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, we need to get together at somewhere where they're playing and just have a time to just sit there forever.
That would be
and
awesome.
And really make sure it's when Smitty can make it and man, we'd even try, and if we could, bring L. Terry to come talk about the old days, too, because they got the stories. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell them, but secondhand is never the – you hear it from the legend themselves. It's just it, – you can't – firsthand from Bobby and Sonny stories to all of them. Yeah. It's just
– Now, some dandies.
Am I correct in what I've heard over the years is that – was it your mother that named – outlaw music or whatever?
She did. She was actually, she liked to look through the dictionary and just, you know, kind of learn words and stuff. And she saw the word outlaw and she read the meaning to herself and she thought, that's what, you know, Waylon and Tom Paul and Willie, that's what them guys are doing. That's it. You know, living on the outside of the norm and, you know. So she coined it. She coined the phrase.
Isn't that awesome?
That's cool. You know, around here on the local country station growing up, they always had the Outlaw Hours.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal when Mom and Dad let us stay up late enough to hear the Outlaw Hours songs, you know. And they wouldn't play them until after 10 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I remember that. That was a big part of my childhood there. So you got to hear the Outlaw Hours songs. You were like.
Boy, we're losing them all.
Willie's the only one.
Yeah.
Willie's the last one left.
I had no idea. I was like 14, 15 years old, and I actually got to sit in that studio. And we watched, me and my brother watched Waylon record a couple of them, just legendary albums. We were sitting there scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, this time he's doing all this stuff, you know. And, and I mean, we got to see it, you know, firsthand.
That's awesome.
You know. But
he was the very first bluegrass festival.
Now you
ever.
you weren't in there whenever the cops came breaking in, right? You weren't in the room then.
No, I wasn't there then.
Okay, that's
but,
good.
Yeah,
that's
but good. We got a call beforehand. They said, "Get that kid out of there." Yeah.
Hey, I had a friend of mine by the name of Keats Commissar, and he was doing a lot of the road managing stuff for Waylon during that time.
Oh wow!
So he had at one point his job was to during the show. He found coke and women. That was the two things that he was supposed to find. And but anyway, he ended up getting fired because he was on the road. I think he overdosed twice.
Oh wow!
And Waylon was like, you know, you're gonna lose it one of these days. Yeah.
Hey, Hoss.
Yeah, that's what it was. He said, Hoss, I believe you're gonna have to stay at the house, you know, or whatever. And he was worried about him. You know, he didn't want him getting out there where there wasn't nobody that could help him, and that happening.
Yeah.
You know, so. But, of course, he was only maybe 20 years old at this time, too, you know. Mm. I mean, he was literally, just to say, you know, hey, I did this. He went into that studio one day just saying, hey, I really need a job. And that's what they gave him.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, whoa, that is crazy. But, so, but he was there. Wow. And he said that whole time, the drummer's name, what was?
Richie Albright.
Richie. Yep. He said that he had that foot pedal for the talkback, and he reached under there and touched that foot pedal down, you know, while the cops were talking. And he says, well, listen, I've got to get this vocal part done. You know, let me at least do that and finish it up and all that. And the cops actually said, well, okay, you know. But the whole time they're listening to it in the headphones, you know, so Waylon could hear everything going on.
And that is
so cool, man. So cool. Man.
Wow. The stories.
Yeah. I know it, man.
Yeah, we need to do a history of bluegrass podcast, I think, man.
That's part of why this started was because he would ask me something. First off, he said, you know, mention the podcast, and I was like, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
But the more we talked, the more he realized that I knew a lot of, like, stories. Of course, a lot of them are second, third, fourth hand.
Right.
But, I mean, at least... There's still stuff that people like to hear, you know.
Sure. So. Yeah, he's like Smitty. He's a walking book of information.
Yeah,
and this podcast started last year at this festival. You got in my truck, and we recorded some stingers for the podcast. And then I said, Josh, come over here. And we're sitting in the truck, and we're because I do a radio show, Bluegrass Radio Show. I said, I tell you what I really want to do is a podcast. I said, and you and I need to do it together. And he said, hell yeah, that was exactly
what
I remember you mentioned that.
And so that's when it started, was at this festival last year. And so that was October. So November, December, I worked on it, and we started January 1, and here we are. We're almost 40 episodes into this thing.
Oh, right. Wow, boys.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Great, So
thanks for spreading the word of our music.
Man. Oh, we love it. We love doing it. We get together every week and record and have a ball. So.
Yeah, we've had Danny on. He's called in and did an interview and stuff with us. So. We need to get you guys on, man. And next time that we can work it out to where you're coming in doing something, or maybe we can make it down the Opry or something one of these days, or at least down into Nashville somewhere and get you guys, and we'll make a day, have the whole group, you know.
Heck yeah.
That would
love
be so
to.
Much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Get y'all pick and grant a few too. So
come on.
Well, we're gonna end this Calvert City River Folk Fest episode of the Hometown Bluegrass Show with our dear friends Terry Schmidt, Jamie Graskell Johnson, without the beard.
Yeah, that's right.
So, the no beard.
What a great way to end. Thank y'all for being here today.
Yes, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Well, there you have it, folks. We have brought the second annual River Folk Fest to a close. Hope you enjoyed those interviews. I know we had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to edit out some things. You know, we were kind of delirious after a long day, and we had.
Well, it's just Jamie Graskell Johnson just has such a potty mouth is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Sorry, yeah, Jamie. I couldn't help it.
That's right. Yeah. They were wound up after playing. We caught them right after their set. And
literally.
Yeah, literally. They were wound up. So I think the best part was the guy without the shirt hollering out Rocky Top. So.
Oh, my gosh. I have never seen that guy before in my life.
I know. Oh, man. Well, he was he enjoyed the show for sure. He had a great time.
Did you hear him, though? He was driving a hard bargain.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
He said, he was threatening him. Yeah, he was saying, you don't play it, I won't buy your CD.
Oh, man. No telling how many times people have yelled out, play Rocky Top.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh, man. I can tell you just from being with Rhonda all those years, you know, that, people want to hear it everywhere. In fact, if you go to the station inn, there's a sign on one of the doors in there that says, do not play Rocky Top.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen the sign at the station inn that says we're like 184 days wagon wheel free or something.
Oh, yeah. That's new.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, that has been like that's like walking into a guitar center and playing Stairway to Heaven. You know what I mean? So it's a big no-no.
Exactly.
So you don't play Rocky Top at the station inn. You don't play what's the fiddle tune? Orange Blossom Special. You don't play that.
Yeah.
And there's one more, and that Fox on the Run, I think it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang, I like that song.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song, actually. Have you heard the original version of that?
I have, Manfred Mann's
Manfred Mann, yes. Yeah,
I have heard it. It doesn't sound anything like Tom T. Hall's version.
No.
But yes, I have heard that. So.
You know, we can thank Bill Emerson had a big part in that becoming a bluegrass song.
Oh, really?
He's the one that brought it to the Gentlemen. And in fact, I think him and Cliff Waldron cut it first. And then when he joined the Gentlemen, they did the same version, basically.
Huh. Well,
and
that's cool.
The Gentlemen had a big hit on it.
Yeah.
But
were they the first ones to really kind of make it popular?
I think so.
That's awesome. I thought it was Tom T. Hall. But
no, that was long before Tom cut the magnificent music machine.
Gotcha. Well, we hope you enjoyed our special episode. Thought we'd bring you all these great interviews since we were right in the vicinity of all these wonderful artists at our Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass River Folk Fest in Calvert City, Kentucky. And we hope you liked listening and talking to all the great people. So, well, been a good one, man.
And always fun.
Always a good time here on the Hometown Bluegrass Show. We'll let Mordecai take us on out of here.
Like
until
he
next
always
time.
Does.
We love Mordecai.
That's right. And we love y'all. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Been a Bats Creative Audio production.